don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News, not a fun place to be in, Miss Tre.
It never is, but I'm glad that people can call us so they have someone to break the bad news with.
We are a support system.
We are.
Breaking Bad News, that's exactly what we're going to do and help out our boy Devin this morning. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
I'm all right. How's it going?
We're good.
Paying some bills.
That's right. Cool.
You know. I could use a coffee, Devin, if you want to stop on by.
Yeah. We'd love to see
you. I'll be right over.
All right, okay.
Cool. I mean, it's a, you know.
Why not?
I mean, which it's is kind of like, it was kind of like why I'm calling, because I've been dating Dee Dee, and Dee Dee knew right off the bat, like, what my thing was. I start off a new year. It's a new me. I need a new girl.
That's right.
Oh.
And I hate to call myself a snake because I'm not a snake, but like shedding that skin. I got to shed that skin. Ooh. I got to peel it off and I got to crawl out. And that's what relationship, you know, so we get an opportunity to start afresh with someone new.
Sure.
And it's time to let go of the old.
Oh, my God. So you've been dating her for a year. Do you not have any, like, thoughts of love for this
woman? Right,
yeah. 361 days, actually. Yeah, around January 6th of last year. And and she knew what my situation was. But maybe she thought that I wasn't serious. But, like, I was. I've been that way for...
She knew that you were going to only date her for a certain amount of time, and then she would eventually get dumped?
I don't want to call it dumped. Just moved on. Yeah, move on. Like, we got what we needed for each other for a year.
Whoa.
You know the credo. New year, new me.
New girl.
So, well, there it is.
I'm just curious. Have you been happy in the relationship for a year, or...
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
He's done.
Fantastic.
Okay. All right.
Time is up.
And done.
All right.
Okay. Fantastic. It's amazing.
Assume you're going to break the bad news to your girl, Dee Dee, that you are breaking up with her because it's new me, new year, new girl.
New year, new me, new girl.
Okay.
You'll get it. Yeah.
All right. Hopefully we can help him out, I guess.
Wow.
I don't really agree, but it's happening next with Christian in the Morning Rush right here on 93.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We're in the middle of Breaking Bad News. Not a fun place to be, but you come to us. You can DM us, hit us up on the phone, and we help you out. And this morning, we have Devin on the phone.
Yeah, girl, we got Devin on the phone. His girlfriend, he wants to break bad news to his girlfriend, Dee Dee. This is an interesting one. I guess they've been in a relationship for about a year, but he has a motto. Every time it's a start of a new year, it's a new him, new year, new girl.
No, you said it wrong.
I probably did.
Yeah.
What is it?
New year, new me, new girl.
There it is. New year, new me, new girl.
New year, new me, new girl. It's like, I mean, it's slow.
You should get t-shirts made.
So nice.
He's going to call and break the bad news.
Yes, and he's going to break up with Dee Dee.
Yes, he is.
Because it's time to move on.
That's right.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our phone, Devin. You'll be able to hear Tracy and I in it. But of course, when you call Dee Dee, she won't hear us, but we'll eventually chime in to help you out. Are you ready?
Sounds good. Yep.
All right.
Good luck, my man.
Good luck.
You're going to need it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Here we go.
Hello.
Dee Dee, what's up, baby?
Oh, hey, honey, how are you?
I'm good. What are you doing? You all right? You having a good morning?
I'm good, honestly. Aww. Just going to my emails from the weekend.
Oh, right on.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I know. I'm good. You know, it's weird. My head's a little flustered because I crushed it at the workout today. You know how I am, so I get my adrenaline pumping a little bit. But remember, like about a year ago, we were talking around this time, and And
you mean when we started dating?
Right.
Yeah. But right around this time. Remember that shirt that I was wearing that I wore before we went out, and it said new me, and on the back it said like new year. Me.
New year, yeah, and you remember. Girl or something.
Yeah. Well, the thing that it did, I didn't want to write on the shirt, but I'm just going to say it right here.
Yeah. Devin, we're going to bring it in. Yeah. Hi, good morning. Is this Dee Dee?
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Dee Dee. We are friends of Devin's. Yes. Actually, we were part of the creation of that wonderful t-shirt that he wore.
Yeah.
This is Krista and Tracy from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
I'm okay. Why are you on the phone with my boyfriend and I?
Right. Well, right. Here's the thing. That's
what we wanted to talk about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Dee Dee, I don't know if you realize, but back in the day, he kind of made it not so obvious, but it should have been obvious this entire time that he needs a new me.
New year. new girl.
He's looking for a new girl.
Right, because it's a new year.
And you're last year.
Yeah, you're 2019. And
you're a has-been.
2019. That's right. Mm-hmm. 2019.
Yeah, you're 2019.
So, he's breaking up with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That absolutely doesn't make any sense at all.
What? No, it makes a lot of sense if you think about it, because it's
Devin,
a credo.
Are you being serious right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, I am.
Devin, I thought your shirt was ironic.
Yeah. It's probably a joke.
I mean, it's only a joke.
You
right
idiots
from the start
with shirts like that.
And
you're not an idiot. Don't call me babe.
No.
Don't call me babe unless you mean it. Don't call me babe unless you mean it.
Right, yeah.
Well, I did mean it. I do mean it. But look, you know what?
Do you even
credo
know my
is?
Name? Like, you only ever call me babe, honey, sweetie.
Ooh. Oh my. Mm. Well, this hasn't gone good on either side here.
Well, I mean,
all right. Listen. A credo is a statement of beliefs or aims which guide someone's actions. And I've been living by a credo.
You definitely just looked that up, trying to sound smart.
I've never heard of it. It's a new dating term, Tracy.
It must be.
Well, listen, here's the thing. No matter what, Devin, you are calling Dee Dee because you literally, honestly, are breaking up with her. Is that still correct?
Literally and honestly, breaking up with you. Okay. I mean, we had a good time.
This is
right?
so mean. You're so mean right now.
It's not mean at all. It's just, you got to
live.
You got to live by beliefs. You got and I have a belief. You got to live by those beliefs. If actually,
so you want
to
right.
So this
really
is what we're
going to
do.
It's admirable.
Dee Dee, we're going to take
it's
this off the phone so you and Devin can hash this out, because I don't think it's going to end any time here.
Nope.
So
Let's say it together. You remember what that credo
Devin.
Is?
Yes. Let's let Devin do it.
New me. New girl.
Oh my God!
New year, new me.
Wow.
New girl.
Okay.
Oh, so gross.
But maybe you can come back around in about 5 years.
Oh, doubtful.
Wow.
I probably have like a million STDs by then.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What comes around goes around.
That's right.
Now.
Every year.
We call them STIs now. Oh, geez, they're not diseases. They're infections. But that's all right. Keep going.
He teaches me so much.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.